You know everyone's strengths and weaknesses and their running style, and you literally place yourself in almost every position that could possibly happen. You break well, you break slow, he breaks. I mean, you'll run that race in your head 1,000 different ways and visualize it. After that, of course, now it's race day. You get up in the room, and before that, you might ride a race or two, but you get yourself good and limber, and you're ready to go. The post-parade is very important. You're trying to keep your horse calm and cool. There's a lot going on. So you're just trying to keep them calm and cool and keep their mind off all the people and all the noise, because, you know, after they sing My Old Kentucky Home, I mean, the crowd just erupts, which is a pretty incredible feeling. But you got to remember that that horse is feeling that same energy probably 100 times more than you are. So it's important for you to stay cool and calm and keep them that way. Then you get up to the gate, and you're getting in the gate, and all you're really doing is concentrating on keeping your horse calm and cool in there and getting him square, you know, looking straight down the racetrack as the last horse is coming in.
They're off in the Kentucky Derby.
Every step is crucial. You want to break well, so you're really concentrating on getting away well, getting your horse into the right place where you believe the right place is, in a good order where he's comfortable and he's in a really good rhythm. Once he's in that rhythm that you're happy with, then it's riding the race. Now it's watching what's going on in front of you, who's moving well and who's not. You don't want to get behind a horse that's already having to ride early, because then you're going to get stuck. So you're wanting to follow horses that are moving well. It's almost like chess. It's a move, a counter move. It's just following horses that are moving well. And a lot of times you have to take the overland route, because none of that is moving at that point. You certainly don't want to, especially around the half mile pole, you don't want to hinder a horse's forward momentum, because every time you tap on those brakes, you're taking the energy away from the horse. You're taking away strength away from the horse. You're taking away a little extra away from the horse, so you want to make it as smooth as possible. Going into the first turn is crucial, because you're trying to get up into a place that you think you need to be, or maybe get out of a place that you think potential is going to be a bad spot to be in, because you're going to get knocked around. A lot of times it's easier for you to ease back out of a spot rather than push into a spot, and then you just wind up staying in a bad place. Going down the backside is when you want to really start getting yourself behind the horses you feel you need to follow, the horses that are moving better than the ones that are in front of you or behind you or around you, wherever they're at. You're just always trying to pick a horse that's moving forward. And that's really the first part of the race. And then going into the far turn, the players, the ones who are going to play, you can already kind of see who they are, unless there's one or two behind you that's going to come running. So you know who's moving well and who you have to beat at that point. At a mile and a quarter, these three-year-olds have never run this far before, so there's no one that's going to finish with a full head of steam. I mean, it just, you hardly ever see that. Coming to the top of the stretch, at that point, everyone pretty much knows who the contenders are. So it's gathering your horse up and asking them for all they have. When you've got a shot, I mean, you get strength that comes from somewhere, man. I don't know where it comes from. You feel like you're fighting for everything you've ever dreamed of, all the hard work you put in, what you live for. It's what it's all about, and you just hope that you can get there first. Coming into that final furlong, depending on who you are, if you're the guy that's second or third or getting past, believe me, you just wilt. I mean, you just wilt like a little flower. But if you're blessed enough to be in front, man, when you hit that wire, you want to talk about a feeling like you've never felt before. That's when you hear the crowd, man. All of a sudden, you hit the wire, and it's just quiet. All you think about is your family, your friends, everything, all it took to get there, and then all of a sudden, bam, man, the noise comes back on. And it literally almost knocks you off your horse. I mean, it really does. I mean, you literally feel like you just floated off the saddle up into the air, and you're just looking down at everybody, and you just can't believe what happened, because you just won the Kentucky Derby.